This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you in your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Alabama Turfgrass Association. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode of Alabama Turfgrass, we feature an article titled, Timing of Herbicide Applications Affects Damage to Bahia Grass and Seedhead Suppression, written by Dave Hahn, PhD, Associate Professor and Extension Specialist, and Adam Boyd, Graduate Research Assistant in the Department of Crop, Soil, and Environmental Sciences at Auburn University. Bahia grass is a commonly used grass for utility turf, roadsides, airports, etc., and lawns in the southeastern United States. In Alabama, it is planted extensively by the Alabama Department of Transportation, or ALDOT, as a permanent ground cover along roadsides. It is also used at many airfields, construction sites, utility rights of way, and some lawns. Bahia grass has many advantages. It can be easily established by seed, is inexpensive, has an extensive root and rhizome system, has excellent drought tolerance, and does not require heavy fertilization. The major disadvantage of Bahia grass is that it produces many tall, unsightly seed heads. These grow quickly and can be 2 or 3 feet high only a few days after mowing. Mostly because of its seed heads, Bahia grass is not a popular choice for home and commercial lawns in areas where appearance is a high priority. Seed heads can also be a hazard on roadsides if they grow tall enough to block drivers' views. Although mowing twice per week can control Bahia grass seed heads, this is often not practical. There are chemical methods to suppress seed head formation and growth in Bahia grass. Low rates of herbicides such as imazapic, metsulfuron, sulfametronmethyl, and glyphosate can be used to suppress seedhead formation. These so-called sublethal rates still can produce unacceptable injury in Bahia grass. Some research has indicated that adding 2,4-D, an auxin-mimic broadleaf herbicide, can safen metsulfuron applications somewhat in Bahia grass pastures. Aminocyclopyrachlor is an auxin-mimic herbicide that is labeled for use on turf under the trade name Method. Aminocyclopyrachlor has been shown to both suppress seed heads in Bahia grass for at least 60 days after treatment, and also to stunt and discolor Bahia grass at high rates. In this project, we looked at a combination of aminocyclopyrachlor as Method and a product containing the herbicides 4-M-sulfuron, iodosulfuron, and thiancarbazone, Durigo, for seed head control and damage to an established stand of Bahia grass on the roadside along U.S. Highway 231 north of Wetumpka, Alabama. We also tested metsulfuron, MSM turf, at very low rates. Durigo is labeled for seed head suppression in Bahia grass, but it recommends that sprays begin after the Bahia grass is fully green. ALDOT often wishes to make herbicide applications in the spring before Bahia grass is fully greened up to control late winter broadleaf weeds. We made single applications of various herbicides commonly used on roadsides by ALDOT beginning on April 1, 2019 to determine how early application before Bahia grass green up was complete affected both phytotoxicity and seed head suppression. The latest application was made on May 27th. The herbicide treatments in this study were Durigo at 2 ounces per acre plus Method at 4 ounces per acre, Durigo at 3 ounces per acre plus Method at 4 ounces per acre, MSN turf at 0.125 ounces per acre, and MSM turf at 0.25 ounces per acre. Since metsulfuron will kill Bahia grass at regular label rates, we use very low rates in an attempt to achieve seed head suppression with minimal phytotoxicity. Each treatment was applied as a single application on either April 1st, April 14th, April 29th, May 13th, or May 27th, then followed through August and rated for Bahia grass coverage and seedhead suppression. Results. Bahia grass damage was much less severe when herbicides were applied early in the season and was progressively worse as the season wore on. As expected, the air and 4-inch soil temperature increased over time. In plots sprayed on April 1st, there was almost no injury in the Derigo plus Method plots and 60 to 70% Bahia grass cover in the MSM plots by July 1st. The amount of living Bahia grass in the MSM plots declined in plots that were sprayed later, with the least cover in plots sprayed in late April and May. For Derigo plus Method, the Bahia grass cover was good in plots sprayed through April, but more damage occurred in plots sprayed in May, when soil temperatures were in the 70s and 80s. Bahia grass damage was unacceptable in MSM plots sprayed after April 1st, but remained acceptable at the low rate of Derigo until May 13th. Seedhead suppression was excellent in the Derigo plus Method treatments at both rates of Derigo through August 8th. For plots sprayed on April 1st, this meant that the single application of Derigo plus Method suppressed seedheads for more than 4 months. In mid-August, Aldot made a herbicide application over the top of all of our plots, so we ended data collection. With MSM, seedhead suppression was observed on August 8th in all plots except for those sprayed on April 1st. Unfortunately, these were the only plots with more than 50% Bahia grass coverage. In this study, MSM treatment alone did not produce lasting seedhead suppression without unacceptable high damage to the Bahia grass. The April 1st applications occurred when the soil temperature was still less than 60 degrees Fahrenheit and the Bahia grass was not fully greened up, but there was little phytotoxicity and good seedhead control in the Derigo treatments. This opens up the possibility of scheduling herbicide applications for seedhead control during the spring green-up period, which is not currently a standard practice. Bottom line, Derigo plus Method suppressed seedheads through August, even when sprayed as early as April 1st. This was before the Bahia grass was fully green. Early applications resulted in less phytotoxicity in all treatments. MSM turf was too damaging to use after April 1st. And Derigo plus Method was too damaging after April 14th. This research was sponsored by the Alabama Department of Education. For all photos and resources associated with this article, check out our show notes. And don't miss an episode of Alabama Turfgrass. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also visit us at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.